I'm that guy that's the shutterbug, snapping shots, taking videos, recording the memories. Any chance I get with my phone, with the device, with the little digital camera, with any kind of operable eye, I have a third eye on the world at any given point. And the one time that I needed the optical eye to prove my point and speculation about UFOs in the sky was one night at a Royals game with my son and my brother, and we saw a bright light in the sky that my son discovered. And as we whipped our heads around and saw this object descending to the earth in one solid streak and then split into three streaks as if it was a long, slow meteorite of atmospheric syrup coming through our atmosphere, I was speechless and stunned as everybody around us started gathering speechlessly, wordlessly, looking into the sky as this tiny object moved slower and slower and crept out of our vision, getting obscured by the trees and the landscape. And all that time, I didn't even think about my phone. I forgot I had a phone. I didn't even realize I knew how to take a picture at that moment. I was capturing life with the only two eyes I have. In the aftermath, my brother got a shot of this UFO phenomenon that has later been seen on the web as something that was actually dancing lights going up and down in the sky, the closest to a UFO that I can imagine. And I saw a UFO one night, and with all the thousands of pictures I take a year, and since I got a digital camera back in 2002, I've probably taken over 50, 60, 80, 100,000 pictures in this one picture of one topic that I dig a lot. I didn't get one shot. Thanks to my brother, it's good to have a good backup pilot. At any rate, I can mark that one off the list. Seeing a UFO in the sky, winking and twinkling for all this gathering, gaping, speechless humans to wonder what's out there and why it falls so slow towards us. An anonymous anonymity.